Safek Chela Vinodolo, Safek Chela Vinodolo. Rebbe Omer, Omer Yi, Kishim Shemevi Chatos Akol Achas V'Achas, Kach Mevi Yashmitoloi Akol Achas V'Achas.
So what does that mean?
Rashi?
Yeah. Rashi.
Vinodolo Shesafek Hu, Kishim Sheim Yoda,
Okay, so he holds that the idea suffix of what? Of Ashim Talui is mechalik. And even though later he knows that he vadei ate chelev b'shogeg, so really now we know it's measured in terms of chatas. But still we don't say, and in terms of chatas, idea vadois, it's one halama. But we still say he's chayef to chatos for some reason. Okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, he may be a lachashim tali echa. Shememar al shirgas la shir shakar. Afila shkargos harbe, he nechayef elachos.
Afilo. Al shigar goes harba in a chayav alachas. So he holds that the carbon of Ashim Talui is special. And you can only have one. Why? Because since it's bo al asafek, which is the state of mind. The pachad, and what kind of a carbon is it? It's a carbon that's megan, so you can only have one megan. You can't have 10 megans. How many megans does he need? He's safe now. What?
I think he's a very big boy and needs a lot of megans.
So they hold that the carbon that is in the category of megan, you can only have one, because it's not a machayev for chait.
It's not a ma'aser.
It's machayev. They say that he had 5 ma'aser.
Right.
It's just a halacha of pachad that the Torah has rachmanis on him and gives him a carbon as megan. So once you megan once, the second megan is not accomplishing anything. You megan it. Okay.
Why do you say you're making each chait needs its own? You're making for each chait. Why is that?
Because he doesn't hold that way.
Rabbi,
he holds that the state. He holds that the state of Megan is one state. So therefore, you only chayev on to create the state of Megan. The state of Megan is equally applicable for every one of the Ashim Talis. Yeah, it's not unreasonable. It's not unreasonable.
But Rebbe argues and holds that you need to be making for each chait, right?
Yeah. Okay. Fine. But we're explaining the other shita.
Oh. So what's the machlokes?
I don't know yet. Let's go further. I'm just explaining Rebbe. No, I'm sorry. Not Rebbe. The other ones. Rebbe holds Yechayev on Al Kolachas Vachas. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Al Shigigos Asher Shogar. Afil Al Shigogos Harbe in Yechayev Al Achas. Okay, go ahead.
Omer of Zera, Kam Shon Rebbe, Yedio Safik, Mechalakos Lechatos.
So what did Rebbe say? Och Al Safik Chelev. V'nodalo. Sofik chela v'nodalo. Rebbe Omer Omer Ani Kishim Shemei V'chatos Al Kol Achas V'yachas. kach mevi Hashem toli akolachas v'yachas. So he says, Kanshana Rebbe, what? Yedios sofos mechalkos lechatos. That's what Rebbe means. When he says, ochol sofachil v'nodalo, he means it was yedios sofik. Right? Sofachil v'nodalo, again yedios sofik. Rabbi Omar, Omani Kishem Shemevi Chatas al Kolachas Viachas, Kach Mevi Hashem Tole Kolachas Viachas. Okay, that's a separate thing, that he brings an Hashem Tole for each one, right? And it's a little bit backwards, because that's less of a Chiddush than the first one, than the Reisha. Because the Reisha is telling you that the Safek Yediyah of the Hashem Tali is Mechalik for Chatos.
Right.
So it's certainly Mechalik for Hashem Tali. Okay. But anyways, let's let that go. So that's one position. And Rava Omar, what's Rava's position?
Any Yediyah Safek
Mechalik for Chatos. So therefore, when Rebbe said, when it said that Ochal Sofak Chelev and Odalo, Sofak Chelev,
I'll
be this home. Oh, thanks. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So as ago. So if he has the idea suffic about the Hashem, it's not going to be mechalik for chatos, which means that later when I know he definitely ate chelev and he's chayev chatos, it'll be one halama vis-a-vis chatos. And the fact that he had a suffix Yediyah Beintayim will not make it into two halamas, because now we know he definitely ate chalev. So since he definitely ate chalev, so it's a matter of chatos. And there was no Yediyah Vadai, Yediyah Chatos Beintayim. So it's basically one halama. So therefore he's only chayev achas on the chatos.
He knows it's Yediyah Chelev?
He doesn't know
Yediyah Chelev. Oh, so it's still Suffolk.
So he has the Yediyah Suffolk meantime. Between the Haloma of the Chatos, he has a Yediyah Suffolk. So therefore we say that now, Lamafreya, we know it was really Chelev. So now we know it's a card we're dealing with Halamas Chatos. And since it's Halamas Chatos, it's one Halama, because he never had Yediyah Chatos many times. He had a Yediyah Suffolk. But now we're not dealing with that anymore. Now we're dealing with Yediyah Zvanai. Okay. He changes his lashon of the brisa. That just like if he had yediyas vada, maybe chatas or kolachas viachas, kachem hoisulo yediyas safek, maybe ashem toli al kolachas viachas. So he's just equating chatos with ashamos. He says they're commensurate. Chatos, if chatos, you have yediyas vadai, you bring many chatos. In Hashem Tali, if you have yediyas suffik, you bring many Hashem Talis. But not that if you have yediyas Hashem Tali, that it'll affect the chatos. Okay? That's the machlokes. I just want to get the facts straight first, okay? Okay, so let's go further.
One second, I don't have a picture of it.
Facts?
Yeah.
Okay, somebody want to go? What about you hold that your dia suffix is machalkas, right?
Right.
So he says, so he's attacking Rav. Right?
Right.
So definitely what? That if he has a suffix of Diyah B'ein Tam, he brings many Hashamos. Right? So how could you say what? That the idea of the Hashem, of the Diyah suffix is not Machalik. So if it's not Machalik, so why does he bring many Hashem Tolis? What's this kasha? He's saying it's irrational. It's irrational.
He's trying to prove kol shechalakos l'hashamos chalukim l'chatos.
Oh, that's a good one. I think Taisus
does. Does Taisus know?
Doesn't Taisus talk about that? Okay, 1 second. Let's get this file. All right, so let's go back to the machlokas. If yediyah suffik is machalkos or not. Okay, so the mandam holds is not machalkos. He holds because now that we hold lamafreya that he ate chaylev. So vis-a-vis chaylev, there was no yediyah. So there was no chiyav chatas on the first one. So now it's halama achas b'negeya yediyas vada. But the other mandama maintains that since he's chai of what? Arshim tolui by his yediyas safek. So what does that do? So that breaks it up into separate achilas. So since it breaks it up into separate achilos, so he's going to be chayev chatas al kol achila v'achila. Okay? And now he's saying, now he's asking a question. He's saying, if you don't say that it breaks it up, the suffix idea, because it's separate machayev and then it's separate achilas, so how do you bring many Hashem Tolis? Because of the suffix yediyah. Because the only reason you'd bring it is because it's mechayev. It's mechayev and separate achilas. Everyone is a separate achila. Because otherwise you'd say that since it's megan, so all you need is, like the other chacham, that since it's megan, all you need is one Megan. But the reason why Rebbe holds you need several Hashem Tolois, because he holds their separate Achilas. So therefore the Gemara is asking that if you're going to say that it's not Mechalek, so you're saying ipso facto it's not separate Achilas. If it's not separate Achilas, so why is it Mechayev on Hashem Masabe? And once you say it is separate achilas, so you should be chayev separate chatos, Chatas al kol achila v'achila. Ela ma yehol lewat, that it's not separate achilas, because the chiyuv Hashem Tolu is not machayev you in a separate, it's not a separate achila. So why do you bring five Hashem Tolus? The kiyum akorban is really megan, and you're not adding to the kiyum. So why do I bring five? Because it was five separate ma'isa achilo, and on each ma'isa achilo I'm chayiv and Hashem Tolu. So since you're saying that, so you agree that it's five separate achilas. Five separate achilas, you should be chayiv five separate chatos. That's his discussion.
But they weren't machayev and chatos. In other words, at least they were separate regarding the each one was a chi of carbon or shintoli.
That's correct.
So there I could say they're separate, but in other words, here they weren't machayev chatos each one. So therefore, I'm trying to say why I could say that I could do it differently.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you got a good point. Do it again. One little more part, one little added piece. That he holds that the chi of Hashem Tolui is really the ascholas chi of Chatas. Because he holds that it's a suffix whether you're chi of Chatas. So the Torah says, bring in Hashem Tolui until you know it's a Chatas. So Hashem Tolui, the carbon, the nature of the carbon Hashem Tolui, is a haschola vis-a-vis chatas. So therefore, if you're going to tell me you bring many Hashem Tolui's, so you're saying, so vis-a-vis chatas, it should be mechalik, because it's a din in the chatas. It's anti yivada. So that's why it should be a mafsa. That's what he holds. Okay, and the other shita holds, it's true there's Allah Havachi Vada, but that doesn't make it as chalas chatas. Okay? So he holds, since it's Achi Yivada, do this until you know. So it's tied to chatas. It's like, it's dealt with as a haschola binogea to the carbon chatas. So if it divides it, so it should remain divided even when you know it's a chatas, as a separate achila. But the other mandama holds no. Doesn't matter that it's haschola and a separate achila vis-a-vis chatas. In order to be chayev shtei chatos, you need to have the yedias chatos. The yedias chatos kavua. Yeah. And the Hashem Tolui is not a machalik in achilas. It's not a question of being machalik and saying it's a separate achila. The question is, was there a gemar chi of chatos or not? So if you didn't find out till later, so when you found out later, turns out, Lamafreya, there was never a Gemarchi of Chatas. So if there's no Gemarchi of Chatas, it's one Aloma. And the other Shita holds, no, that since vis-a-vis the starting point of the Chatas, the road to Chatas, you're saying already that it's achila, that's a mechulekes, it's a separate chal, Hashem achila. So now when the chatas is chal, it has to be chal on two achilas. Okay? All right. Let's go a little till further.
The first topic you did, you have a notion, Talia.
Right.
It was like you held the need to Nikvay
Surah,
and it wasn't Nikvay Surah, it wouldn't.
Right. That's right. Because he holds that's the only chiyuv Hashem Tolu. where it's it for. But that's a separate point.
I would say, but it's not just the idea of suffering, that's the idea of suffering that actually...
That they were two pieces.
They would entire you in the notion.
Yes.
It would be mechalik b'chatas, it also has to
be suffering. That's right. That's mechalik in the notion. Yes. Because that's us. Okay, let's go further. Omar le Rava Bar Hanan.
We had similar, like it's not the same spark, but the same idea of Askalas, Ashwatas Askalas Atlas, by the condition of Epshalavar.
Right.
It has to be Epshalavar.
Right.
Because Epshalavar cannot eventuate in Chatas.
Yes.
So like the very identity of
Ashwatas. That's correct. And it's tied to Chatas.
Like
I thought it was
a Haskalah of Chatas.
Right.
Because
so if it's Epshalavar, so then it lacks an Ashim Tala. You're right, we said that before. So that shows you further the connection between the two. Okay? Okay, so now let's go further. Go ahead.
Okay.
Abaye that holds what? Let's go for it. Holds what?
He holds it's Machakos, right?
Machakos. Okay, go ahead.
And Yom Kippur stands in place of the Hashem Taloi. Hachinami, the Nevi Shtei Chatos. So you should say over there, since the Makam Hashem Taloi. Machalik into two separate achilos. So you should bring now, if you find out, you should bring two chatos. But habahel machas achliman, there's one forgetting, and he never even found out about it, even the suffix, he didn't find out about it until after the second one. Right?
So maybe he's not chayav.
Well, he's only chayav, he's chayav two or something, right?
Right.
I can't do that, it's one hell not.
And secondly, even if it's a funny equation.
Because Yom Kippur is there, doesn't mean
yeah, but, I mean, he answers him very well.
Right.
What is he answering?
He says, maybe it's only when you have a suffix idea, and then Yom Kippur comes and knocks out your chov.
That's plain shot.
Right.
So then he had a suffix idea, Beitayim. So, and the Chavos Hashem Tovu, you're right. So, we would say that what? And what would happen to the Chatos? To Chatos? Yeah. Because Sefik Yediyah is Mechalkos. But you're asking me from a case where there's no Yediyah.
Right, who says that Yom Kippur Patos Mechalkos?
Who says that Yom Kippur?
Right.
The Yom Kippur is going to potter him from the first one. There was no idea. There was no idea, so Yom Kippur wasn't playing a role.
Yeah, it's no true, it's nothing.
Nothing.
Right, but even if, I still didn't get the question, let's say you helped Yom Kippur's potter you from Hashem Tala even without idea at all. But still, I mean, just because it potters you, who says it's been Makom Safik idea? Why is that? What kind of equation is that? Just because you get the chaver on it, even if you don't know, but it's still not equal to a suffix idea. So it's a funny equation.
Right.
Thank you.
north to Popline, you can stop one.
It's two.
Each one.
Jesus.
Do you want to be a ranch?
I know, but that's not gonna go out to Swar.
Right.
Let's call it ranch. Should we read the Rashi's over?
Yeah.
So it says, tell me, I thought about Xayas, because you know people are possessed by a lot of people who should handle Helen Achas, right? So you'll keep with the Mark of Rashi Tolling, Tony Perkbatsa, that's a couple of dollars. Chayve Hashem Asluyim, Shavar Leyem, Yom HaKippurim, Keturin, Vahavalei, Yasafik.
Yeah.
So if I answer Dilma, Hadar Min Yom Kippur Mechaber, Yehudi Misyadilei, Shasavik Yavach.
Right.
Yeah, but over here there was no Yizgiyah Sofik.
Right.
So that's why over here you only bring one.
Right, but if I agree to the logic, if you held that that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, if you didn't know,
right,
then it would be Chayav two Chatos.
Yes, huh?
I'm saying it's a funny idea to say, especially with the way we defined it, that
in other words, the Kedushas Yom HaKippurim says that if this should turn out to be an Oshim Tolui, we're Mechaper on this Maisa. So therefore, insofar as that concerns, it's Mechalik. But still in all, he holds it definitely can't be Mechayev in Shtei Chatos. Because the Gavra, vis-a-vis the Gavra, was Halama Achas. It's just a mechanism of Yom Kippur that's going to bring into play the concept of Yediyah Safek, Agav Orcha, because Yom Kippur is saying that the Kedushas Hayom is going to be Mechaper on this Maisa if it turns out to be an Oshim Tolui. So the Kedushas Hayom already includes the Kapara, tentatively.
Before
you find that. But if you, let's say you find that after Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur will be Mechaber. You're going to.
Yeah,
the Suffolk. So he says, maybe over there he'll say, Ein Echanami, he's Chayev Shtei Chatos. But the answer is you can't say that. Because you can't say Chayev Shtei Chatos when in fact there's still only one Halama. Because we don't know that it was a Oshim Tolui. Yom Kippur is saying if it is an Oshim Tolui, I'm a Mechaper. So therefore it brings in the concept of a separate Maisa. But at the same time, You cannot say that vis-a-vis the Makriv that it's considered Shtei Maisos. Because nothing ever happened. There were no two Mechayvim there. So therefore now when I look at Chatos, it's only one of them.
Abaye says
a what?
It says you can't
bias is it?
You can't say it's gonna work for the Talmud, for the Russian Talmud.
Right.
Yes, suffix.
Yes, suffix is not gonna work.
No, let's say it's yes, suffix.
Let's say yes, suffix for Yom Kippur, it won't be fucked up from your Russian Talmud. He doesn't want to say you can split it up and say it works for your Russian Talmud, but it won't make the Talmud.
Right. But how would even. It's hard to understand how it would work for Russian Talmud if you didn't have the suffix.
So what's this kash again? That if you're going to say same machalkos, so what do you do with Yom Kippur?
These questions are what if you say the idea subject is machalik pachatis, then Yom Kippur should be machalik pachatis.
So we see Yom Kippur be just like idea subject.
Right.
So it'll be machalik and machatos. But he says it can't because it's one halama. So you're gonna get stuck. In other words, vis-a-vis Yom Kippur, you wanna say that it's mechalek for chatos. Why? Because you wanna say it creates a chalos chi of carbon. And since it creates a chalos chi of carbon, so it's an achilah b'fnei atzmos. And that's haschalos chatos. So you have Ascholas Chatas, Achila, so it's two separate Achilas vis-a-vis Chatas. So he asks, but Yom HaKippurim, in the Kedusha Sayom, why is the possibility of Roshem Toli, which is being Mechaparah? So therefore, in effect, it's a Mafsik. So therefore, you should say, that vis-a-vis chatos, it's shtayim. But it can't be shtayim vis-a-vis chatos. Because vis-a-vis chatos, you need the gavra vis-a-vis chatos in order to make it two halamas. And vis-a-vis the gavra, there was never two halamas. And you can't say that that's considered halama because Yom Kippur has nothing to do with halama. But your taina is that the effect of the chiyuv, the effect of the chiyuv Oshem Taloi is in fact, because it could develop into a chat, this is in fact conveyed as a separate achila. But you see, that's not true. Because over here you have the Yom Kippur as being conveyed, that if it's an Ashram Tolu, so it's Mechapra, so hypothetically you have a Mechalik, hypothetically.
You still have
an
idea
though. What's that?
You have no idea at all.
But you have no idea at all. So therefore, since there's no idea, so in terms of the Gavra, the Shem Halama, the Halama has got to be defined as Halamachas. So then you should only bring one. But in fact, according to you, whenever you're machalik, you bring two. So why don't I say that over here, hypothetically, Yom Kippur was machalik. So his answer is, there's no hypothetical. The hypothetical is not a machalik.
Because it's not really machalik, right?
Right.
But if it was, you would seemingly agree, no?
Yes. But that would only be possible with the idea. But the other mandala learns even without yediyah, it's inherently a mechaper. So therefore, you're bringing it out as a separate entity. Inherently. Okay, so therefore, it should be considered. And that means that if it develops into a chatos.
To chatos.
To chatos. But you can't say that because with regard to the machayev, you have to have actual halama in the das adam, and it doesn't exist.
Right.
So now, when we go back to the case of yediyas machalkos, so I have to say that why do you say machalkos? In terms of the halama, it's one halama with regard to chatos. Elamai, because of the effect that it's machayev and separates both, but Yom Kippur has that too. You wouldn't say it there. So he says, no. When do I say that the halama, when do I say that it's machalik? When there's an actual chiyav hashem talah, but a hypothetical chiyav hashem talah does not register halachically as a machalik, because it never occurred, even though the kedushas. What?
He also has no case like that.
The what?
Yom Kippur won't be machaper.
Right. Because he has to know.
Right. He would agree if you held Yom Kippur was machaper, he would agree with the logic.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's up? That's a tough one. He holds it has to be machaper now. Like, let's say later he has yediyah suffering.
Right.
So he holds Yom Kippur would be machaper.
It was machaper back then.
Right.
Right.
So the Kedushas Hayom has in it the concept of yediyah suffering.
No, it's just strange. Wouldn't it be machaper if it was Yediyas Vada? Yom Kippur's not going to work for that, right?
What's that?
If you had Yediyas Vada, Yom Kippur's not going to be machaper for that. So he just, all we have is the mice of Achilles Chelov. There's no Yediyas Sof, there's no Yediyas Vada yet.
Well, that's what he's saying. Yom Kippur's machaper in the event.
On the mice of error, even though there was zero Yediyah.
Right, but if he has Yediyah, it will be machaper.
It's like making, if he ends up with Yediyah Safek, he has the Harav.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Or the other way is you could say, like Rashi says,